ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال علي عليه السلام يوم العدل على الظالم أشد من يوم الجور على المظلوم.
Imam Ali said, "The day of justice will be severer on the oppressor than the day of oppression on the oppressed." Welcome back, dear friends. It's a blessing to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we find that in the history of Islam, that after the departure of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, after his departure from the world, Imam Ali went through many trials and tribulations. And the greatest of these trials and tribulations were three. One was the fighting with the breakers of the promise, or the breakers of allegiance, which are known as the companions of the camel, in the War of Jamal, the War of the Camel. The second trial and the tribulation was that of the deviators and the rebellers, which of course was the Battle of Siffin with Muawiyah and his comrades from Syria. And the last one was the Khawarij, was the battle against these apostates or these people who had returned and rebelled against Imam Ali in the Battle of Nahrawan. These three groups of people came and they attacked Imam Ali. They fought Imam Ali and the Muslims. Thousands of people were killed, and several thousands actually were killed in each of these battles. And it is unfortunate that this happened amongst the Muslims when the caliph of the Muslims had been selected by the people, and he was accepted by the people. Still, these groups went and fought and rebelled against the rightful caliph of the Muslims. But dear friends, by the grace and blessings of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, we find that Imam Ali, alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, was victorious in every single one of these battles, and he reached the highest of positions before these battles and after these battles. The people were not able to stop Imam Ali. And so, dear friends, we need to remember as a lesson here that despite the trials and the difficulties, if we remain steadfast upon faith, if we trust in Allah, if we rely in Allah, and we try our hardest, then no matter the odds and no matter how great the enemy and the opposition might seem, the party of Allah will surely be victorious. A beautiful, beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, I convey all this to you, lest inordinate desires, temptations, and inducement should start influencing you, or adverse changes of times and circumstances should drag your name in the mire, or I should leave you like an untrained colt, because a young and fresh mind is like a virgin soil which allows things sown in it to grow verdantly and to bear luxuriantly. Then, I have made use of early opportunities to educate you and train you before your mind loses its freshness, before it gets hardened or warped, before you start facing life unprepared for the encounter, and before you are forced to use your decisions and discretions without gaining advantages of accumulated traditions, collected knowledge, and experiences of others. These words of advice and counsels that I give you will save you from the worry of acquiring knowledge, gathering experiences, and soliciting advice from others. Now, you can easily make use of all the knowledge which men have to acquire with great care, trouble, and patience. Things which were hidden from them, and which only experiences, and sufferings could bring to light, are now made easily available to you through these exhortations. My dear son, though the span of my life is not as that of some other people who have passed away before me, yet I took great care to study their lives. Assiduously, I went through their activities. I contemplated over their deliberations and deeds. I studied their remains, relics, and ruins. I pondered over their lives so deeply that I felt as if I have lived and worked with them from early ages of history down to our times, and I know what did them good and what brought them harm.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم And I would like to begin with this very question about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And the question about who is Ali is actually a very simple question. What I want to answer tonight is the question of what is Ali. There is a difference between who is Ali and what is Ali. And for this I would like to go to a story narrated by Hakim Nishapuri. He actually talks about a hadith which has been quoted by many, many Sunni scholars, but only the last part, what the Prophet said Ali. But the preamble of that is only narrated by this fellow known as Hakim Nishapuri. Hakim Nishapuri was a scholar who came later on, and he was expert of Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. And he realized, you know, he studied the methodology of both of these scholars, Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. And he says that, I see there are many, many ahadiths that these two scholars have ignored. Although when I look at their methodology, it was necessary for them to include those ahadiths. So he wrote something known as Al-Mustadrak al-Sahihain. As a complement to Sahihain. Sahihain means Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. There are hadiths which have been missing from those two books. And there he has a narration, and this is a narration which is considered by him to be Sahih, according to these standards of Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim, and as well as other scholars of hadith who have come later on. They verify that this is a Sahih hadith. And what is the hadith? He says that the slave of Abu Zar Ghifari by the name of Abu Thabit, he narrates that he was with Ali bin Abi Talib on the day of Jamal in Basra. He says, when we gathered in the battlefield, both sides facing one another, he said, when I looked at the other side, I saw Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen. And when I looked at her, confusion and doubt crept into my heart. The way it had happened to many people. You know, for us it's very easy, coming centuries after the event, to study them. What happened before, what happened after, what happened within. So we know the context. And it's easy for us to make the judgment. But put yourself in the place of Abu Thabit. On one hand, he says it is the Prophet's son-in-law. On the other side, he sees the Prophet's wife. On the other side, he saw the cousin of the Prophet, Abdullah ibn Abbas. On the other side, he saw another cousin of the Prophet, Zubayr. And so there was a lot of confusion. He was, you know, people were not that clear when they saw these personalities on both sides. But Abu Thabit says that by the time of Zuhr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resolved the doubt for me. And I was there steadfast on the side of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.